Blog Talk Radio.
Drop that shit.
West Coast.
West Coast?
Witty boy.
Witty boy.
Witty gang.
Fresh Witty. No part of
West Witty.
Ha, right on top. 4DP with the jack of bitches.
Goes like this. So-called set trippers. It's enemy killers. What you say, nigga? What you say, nigga?
I ain't said shit yet, but like a jet, gotta fly. So many haters, we keep our middle fingers really high. And I say really high, if you don't like it, gotta let it go. I ain't kill nobody, I ain't speaking for these niggas though. Life's a drag, I'm doing what I gotta do to pick it up. Why I gotta care when people everywhere don't give a fuck? Yes, it's just the way I am, I choose to be a better man. You rookies, I up jumps the boogie like I'm Timberlake. 4DB got many plans, working hard to make them proper. Now I'm making all the, like I'm playing soccer. A different kind of killer, niggas on only make me laugh with Freddy in his sleep. Killed Jason for his hockey mask. Michael Jackson died, now I must confess and come clean. We both knew it wasn't here. I was fucking busy. Took the kid and ran away, I didn't know a thing about it.
How you find out?
My nigga Michael wrote a song about it.
So-called set tripper. Enemy killer. What you say, nigga? What you say, nigga? So-called set tripper. It's enemy killer. What you say, nigga? What you say, nigga?
I bees in the trap in the Caprice on Dove Road. Link to the back. Life is like crap, so I bees with the strap. Bitch, stop asking questions. I bees where I'm at. Renegade, double fisted with a fist of him. I hate the Laker. Hey, bitch, all we do is win. You out your jurisdiction, think we about to trick. Beat your pussy cat up and be gone in the wind. Corner man, traditional hustle to get it in. Shots fired, notify your next of kin. Witty gang. Take a piece of trick. Fade, I'm always with a hood bound. I'm on that gutter shit. Mandatory hit up. Who wanna run with this? Spit that rider shit like Talions out the 4-5. Yeah, I'm easy rider, Mac. Pick the rear ride through the trap with your girlie on my lap. You got problems, nothing to solve them. Delivery cop by your friend, Holocaust blocking toxins. Merge everything new besides the birds and the dogs as I proceed to do what it do and fade them all.
So called they trip up. Enemy killer. What you say, nigga? What you say, nigga? So called that tripper. It's enemy killer. What you say, nigga? What you say, nigga?
Suckers up in severely, get snatched still by assassins. The madman, my matchup, I'm mashing. With it, boy, fashion, I'm with it, boy, fresh. Don't get your boy blasted by this pretty black tech. My silly Mac wreck, territories get devoured. Tis magic, bought the Dodgers, I've been serving every hour. These sour niggas cower and quiver when I deliver. A illa nigga killer for Skrilla. I'm sicker, I split ya. Shit quicker than the turbo kid. These hollows I sent, make a nigga backflip. I rip, instrumentals, it's a demo. Listen, derby. I'm colder than a slurpee and I do a nigga dirty. Yeah, I do a nigga in. Click, clack, the double barrel, send him two, call him twins. Kill a nigga with the pen, it's like he died from the trigger. What you say, nigga?
With it, boy, with it, bitch.
Yeah, let's crack, y'all. Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, bang out radio. And if you're listening right now, then you know it's officially Fuck You Fridays, all right? You know, this is the night where. You get to get all the things off your chest, any problems you had all week, because we made it to Friday, y'all. So like I said, tonight's the night to let that shit go. You got family members you want to get up, put on blast or something like that. I know it sounds kind of bad, but fuck it. That's what we got to do sometimes. Work, somebody fucking with you at work. Like I said, any kind of issues, drama, anything you just want to let go of real quick, all right? Make sure you call in 661-621-7559. Holla at your boy. Let's talk about it, all right? But as always, first, shout out to the boss lady herself, Professor Shay. Without her, none of this would be going on right now. Bang Out Radio wouldn't even be popping. So that's for Fuck You Fridays, Slap Sundays, the Triple M Show on Mondays, and of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with Queen B. Thank you very much, boss lady. And if you want to get your network on, make sure you holler at her, but make sure you're about your business. If you're not about your business, don't even waste your time. All right. And, of course, all y'all independent artists out there, like I said, shouts out to y'all all day, every day. Send me y'all music. Got a lot of things going on. Even though we're not going to be listening to no music tonight, still, like I said, y'all are fucking with your boy, good looking out. And, of course, just anybody that takes 2 hours out of their day to talk about the show, spread the news, let people know that, like I said, we're out here for y'all. I'm just doing this for y'all. I got nothing else going on. Well, I got other shit going on. But, like I said, this is part of the shit that I got going on. All right, so I don't got to do this just like y'all don't got to listen, but I do this because I hope y'all listen, so we in the same boat, we're doing the same things, and we're looking out for each other. All right, so this is officially Fuck You Fridays. Y'all just know y'all just going to roll around with me for the next 2 hours and just see where the night's going to take us. And like I said, see who calls in, see who's going to go on. Now, first stuff I got to do is don't want to go in here. But I got to go to my parents' house. Grandma's in town, so I got to stop by and say hello to Grandma. I'm sticking my Bluetooth and everything, so y'all may hear some things in here. You know, don't judge me. If y'all's around y'all grandmas, y'all be all cool and shit, too. So like I said, make sure y'all know what's up. And, of course, I love my grandmother. She, like, ever since I was a kid, I've been growing up, ever since I can remember, she's always, like, shown me respect and never really judged me. You know, she really understands me. I don't know why. I don't know if that sounds weird to anybody, but, like, all my life, she's always been straight up and honest with me. So, here goes somebody right here. But hold on, here we go. Yeah. About to water the grass? It's not my job to water the grass. Oh, man. Hey, Grandma. Who do you think it was, her? You thought it was my mom walking back in? Oh. Who got a ticket? I hope that's not me. No, it's not me. Ha-ha. Bluetooth. Like I said, we just got to get in and out, y'all, real quick, because I can't be all sucking up in here with family on Fuck You Fridays. Hold on, I gotta speak loud, though. Grandma can hear me. Hold on. Hold up. Turning the Bluetooth on. Come on, you can do it. Ah, there we go. Officially, hands free. Now we can really get our roll on and get the thing moving now, because like I said, man, you gotta be hands free doing this show, especially on Fuck You Fridays, because if not, then, you know, things will get messed up real quick. Something to drink. Dun, 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 dun. So, Grandma, you good? You need anything? All right. Real quick, you get in now. Okay. Love you. Okay. 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 What, now or less? This is what, all right. Thank you. I done did what? All right, I'll talk to you later. So you think, is fixed, you just do what you have to do? All right. But you do what you have to do, everything's done? Yeah. She's why I'm coming by here. Like I said, I love my mother. She means well and all that good shit. But, like, damn, I get it. Like, But she be on her P's and Q's, so I mean, I understand where she be coming from, because she be trying to keep me on my P's and Q's, even though I be on that whatever shit. You know, yeah, that's funny how you'll spray it. Now you'll spray it in the window on the car. And see, and then want to act funny. When she want to act funny, like, just like, what if my window was down? And it was crack. I'm playing.
Yeah, big ass smile on her face. And if I go out there, like I said, if I want to play like some, because you know I'm like, you know, 6'5", 6'6". You know, I want to get out there and play. She gonna have an attitude and shit. Black cat in the street. I should have hit it. It didn't even move. That shit was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I know y'all heard me. Yeah, grandma, like I said, grandma ain't never did a nigga wrong. She's always looked out for a nigga when she could. Man, fucking Hindu man right here almost got hit. Fucking bum dude cutting across the alley. What the hell? I really don't get what's going on in the world nowadays. And a lot of shit. I'm just really looking at a lot of shit. You know, I've been looking at a lot of news. I've been seeing a lot of things going on. And the shit is just really interesting nowadays. I don't know if anybody else is out here paying attention to what's going on. But there is a lot of crazy shit going on. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna, like, have to keep pointing shit out to y'all and everything, but just open your eyes. The shit that's going on is not cool. You know, I'll start being more specific as time goes on, but just in general, you can look, is everybody happy with how the world is working out, how things are going? Well, certain people are. You know, there are those people that are happy, and, you know, shout out to y'all, no disrespect or anything, I just ain't got time for that shit, you know? I mean, I want to be happy, trust me. It's just so happy when you see the reality of things. When you see how fake people can really be. When you see the decisions that people make. When you see the choices and the things that people choose to do. You know, these things, if you actually pay attention, I mean, how many of y'all out there got stories? You know, friends, like I said, friends, family, you know, homegirl did this or whatever, and you might have been that voice of reason. You know, tell them, like, you know what, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, maybe you should be doing this. Maybe you should try something else. Or maybe you was the other bitch that was, you know, well, fuck him. Yeah, you need to be doing whatever you did. Maybe you was that bitch. You know, the one that just loves misery, that just loves drama. I don't know. I got all kind of listeners. I don't know who's out there. But is that what's hot nowadays? No, I'm sitting here looking at just like about an hour ago. I was chilling with the homegirl. And I was looking at a music. They had the music videos playing. And you know how I feel about music videos, about commercial nowadays. There's very few music out there that I actually respect. But I'm looking at this shit and I'm trying to pay attention. And I'm like, am I the only one who's hearing what these people are saying? I mean, this is what, you know, constitutes as hot now. I mean, this is why I'm thankful for independent artists, honestly. Because at least y'all saying some shit. You know, and a nigga hungry, you hear a lot of these people, when a nigga hungry or when a nigga know about what's really going on and niggas in the trenches, you know, in the game, it's a different viewpoint. You know, we all trying to make it. We all trying to get to that next level. We all trying to do that. But then it's like when you get to that next level, then what happens? You know, I think about that shit a lot. Because a lot of niggas, when they first came out and when I first started hearing about them, you know, I was with them. I was rolling with them. I liked their music. And then as they got, you know, more famous, more, you know, rich, whatever you want to call it, more well-known, however, that shit started, the music started falling off for me. And that's just what it is. I mean, niggas started talking about different shit. Niggas start coming at shit different ways, you know. Niggas start thinking they can just put out anything. Now, there are some people whose music has never changed, which is, like I said, those people are the very few people that I do respect. But a lot of people have changed. You know, the question is always, does money change you? Real money. And I don't know. I never had real money. You know, we're talking, you know, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Like niggas be saying, in their songs and shit, you know, go to the car dealership and it don't even matter. You just, I want that one. You know, slide a card and drive off the lot with it, pay for them. You know, go to the mall, get some, or, you know, how do they do it? What, they order their shit? I don't know, one or the other, but, you know, get some custom shit. You know, watches, you know, chains, you know, custom blinged out chain, canary yellow, you know, whatever the fuck your mind could glide. Now, see, if I had some chains, you know, I'm a big anime fan. I don't know if y'all know about anime, but I would have to get like two different chains. I would have to add a little dagger chain, you know, let's say 4DV across the top on the handle, and then it'll say dagger down the blade, but, you know, the letters will, you know, go down to a point, so it'll spell dagger going from the top to the bottom, but the bottom will be, like, curved off into a blade somehow. You know, I'll have to find somebody to hook that up for me. And then it'll say 4DV across the top, you know, Witty Gang. I need that one, and then I need my Goku chain. Like I said, I don't know if y'all know about anime, but Goku, but like the Super Saiyan 4 or like the 3. The Super Saiyan 3 Goku, you know, I'll get the yellow canary diamonds for his hair, you know, the rubies for his, yeah. I can't describe y'all, because if y'all don't know who Goku is, y'all just like, what is this nigga talking about? So a lot of y'all probably don't know about that, but the very few of y'all that may know what I'm talking about, so imagine just the Goku chain, nigga, just blinged out, like, ding, 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 and all different rhinestones and colors and shit, because that's a lot of, you know, different colors on that costume. It should be hard as fuck. But with that chain, I don't think it actually changed me. I mean, if I actually have money, I would do shit that other people don't think about doing. You know, the type of shit I be doing, like, I want to go get trained, you know, stunt car drive. Because I'm already the driver. But I'm talking about, like, drive like the stunt drivers be driving in movies. You know, I would just go drop some money on professional training. You know, train with some of the top martial artists or something like that. I want to learn how to be able to break a nigga with no hesitation. You know, and just, like literally lethal weapons. But imagine it. You know, you got to think about how to, what's the word? To really protect yourself is when you catch niggas off guard. You know, I'm one of the main believers that I want you to underestimate me. Because if you underestimate me, then I already got the advantage. And that goes across the board. That's in physical assault, you know, physical fights, rap bars, you know, battles, anything like that, diss tracks or whatever. If you underestimate your opponent, then you already, you know, fucked it. You don't never underestimate nobody. But that's where it is. Niggas be all not humble. Niggas be too cocky. You know, those are the niggas that be the first ones to get knocked the fuck out. Not all the time. Some of y'all can talk shit and back it up. Like I said, I'm not saying that everybody's like that, but nah. But y'all know that motherfucker that be talking the most shit. But when shit go down, that nigga either always run or he get knocked the fuck out. It's like, nigga, why you doing all this? Why you talking so much? It's like, what the fuck? Nigga, shut the fuck up. You obviously, that's how many times they would. Motherfuckers that don't back up the shit they say, or they claim that they this, or they claim that they that, and they not that. But then when niggas get tested, you know, niggas fail. So, this is why you watch things you say, you keep your mouth closed, you know, and if you're really about that shit, then be about it. Like, I'm not knocking nobody for what they do. But ain't nothing wrong with being upfront and honest with yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself and you lying to yourself, then truth will come out. And the bad thing is you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, you won't be able to get out that shit. Because you're not about that. So you claim you could get in and out this situation. You claim you've been in this situation before. You be like, yeah, this situation don't bother me. I can handle it. And then you win that shit and don't know what the fuck you're doing. Wondering what the fuck, and niggas looking at you like, nigga, what the fuck is your problem? I've seen it. I mean, we can keep it on mute on the music tip. How many people talk about, yeah, I can rap, I got bars, yeah, I can do, nigga, and they try to, and you like, and they do some shit for you or whatever, and they're like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, this is this real artist, this isn't no playground shit. Niggas is not playing when it comes to their music if you really doubt this life, if you doubt that music. Which is why I'm get so upset, and I don't even tell people I'm a rapper. You know, and they ask me what I do, or like kind of, you know, because it'd be on that, maybe like, oh, well, like everybody else, huh? Oh, you're a rapper too? Oh, you're a rapper? A rapper? Oh, you rap? Oh, that's what you do? You know what I mean? Because everybody fucking does it. But not everybody does it the right way. Not everybody does it properly. Everybody can play basketball, but not everybody can play basketball, you know? Everybody can rap, but not everybody can rap. Not everybody can put actual music and real music together. You know, there's a fucking difference. And it pisses me off, at least personally, when I get grouped in with the rest of these cats. And I'm talking about the motherfuckers that don't know what the hell they're doing. Or that's just out here trying to make it like it's a joke or like it's a game. It's not a game. Everybody... People play with everything. They play with their music. They play with their lives. Playing with girls. Bitches just playing with niggas. Everybody's just playing with each other. And where the fuck is that getting y'all? How to play with folks. Motherfuckers be playing with me like it's a joke. And it's not. I just don't get it. And it just seems like everybody's cool with it. Or they're trying to act like it's not going on, you know, trying to turn the other cheek, look the other way. You know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. But I mean, I at least voice my opinion here because, like I said, in the streets, actually talking to people people don't listen. And like I said, I'm nobody's parent. I'm nobody's father. Like I said, nobody. I'm never gonna sit here and say that my viewpoint is almighty. That what I say goes. That you know, I'm the ultimate answer. I know the answer to all questions or anything. I'm not like that. But what I do know is that I do pay attention. I have been through a lot of shit because I'm a hard fucking head myself. I can admit that. And I started doing a whole lot of shit I probably shouldn't have been doing like way at an early age. I've been doing all kinds of shit since I was like 10 or 11. Because I'm saying in my home situation, it was good, but at the same time it was not. So because of that, I didn't want to be there, so I was always doing other shit. But at least I knew what I didn't want to do. You know, never stayed away from the gang, away from that. I already knew I liked girls, so I was like, okay, let me focus on that. You know, that's just where I was. And then I was chilling with the homies, like my true friends, niggas I really like grew up with. And I focused on that, and I just stayed in school. May sound like a nerd to some of y'all, but hey, fuck it. Because like I said, I knew I needed school to get up out of situations. You know, you got to know certain things. Like, when I was working, like I said, I've been working since I was 13, 14. But in order to work at that age, I had to have a work permit for school. They're not going to give you that shit if you ain't in school. I mean... It's not chess, it's checkers. I mean, it's not checkers, it's chess. You got to make certain moves and plan 2, 3, 4 steps ahead, and you got to be prepared for if anything happens. Now, also keep in mind, you know, shit happens. Sometimes things just come out of nowhere and shit hits you unexpectedly. I mean, I'm not saying that the world is perfect, because we all know the fucking world is not perfect, and it's never going to be perfect. But hard work, dedication, you know, certain things like that, if you stay focused, grounded, humble, there's certain traits and there's certain traits that would allow you to steer your life where you want it to go. Because even though you may not have any control, you can have as much control as you're allowed to. And, I mean, I'm thinking that's more of a spiritual thing. Because, I mean, some of y'all out there are spiritual people. You know, God controls all, you know, you just got to walk the path. Do this, do certain things, act a certain way, and, you know, you'll be taken care of, pray. You know, I'm with you on that. But like I said, I believe, but I just don't practice personally because I look at reality, and it's hard for me to see certain things happen and go down and believe certain things. And I just hope that, you know, I'm doing enough right, like the right outweighs the wrong. Because I've read the book, you know, I've heard, gone to church, I know what's asking me to walk that certain path that he would want me to walk, but at this time I can't do it. I just hope it's not in the twisted way. I hope that's some kind of understanding. And, you know, there are people that tell me all the time, well, you need to walk right away because, like I said, you're not promised tomorrow, which is also true. You're not. You never know what's going to happen. But at the same time, if you avoid certain situations, if you try to, you know, stay clear of certain things, if you try to, like I said, stay focused, stay grounded, stay focused. Did I say focused twice? Excuse me, I'm sorry. But then you can avoid certain situations. You can make it another day. You just hope you wake up in the morning. You know, how many people, you know, you think about it, it's like every morning you wake up, you know, some of us don't even want to get the fuck out of bed. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. But I got to. And I'm thankful for even, you know, being able to open my eyes and wake up. Gotta go. You know, I'll be on autopilot. But it's what you gotta do. I mean, what are your options? What are the options you got? You know, if you don't got a job, I mean, let's say you don't got a job, but you got kids, you know. If you're staying somewhere, you know, rent got to be paid unless you're living in somebody else's house. And most likely they're charging you rent too or something like that. Or you're chilling with somebody who's letting you just crash there. But, you know, eventually that shit's going to not work and last. Or, you know, there's all kind of shit that people need to do. Excuse me. I still got a cigarette I want to smoke. But, yes, there's all kind of shit that people need to do. But they don't care to do it, or they're looking for somebody else to do it for them. And that's lazy. You know how I feel about lazy people. Just lazy people in general. You know, get the fuck up and do something. But again, like I said, I'm not nobody's parent. Because I'm telling you, you could get up and do something, but at the same time, I'll be at work wishing I was at home, not shit. But then when I'm at home doing shit, I'll be wishing I was at work. So it's like I'd rather be at work wishing I wasn't doing shit, you know, than the other way around, because at least I'm making some money, some legal money. Oh, shit, I need an ATM. I forgot. But if you ain't... And again, no knock on people out there making money however you see fit, whatever you need to do. But you got to realize there's a difference, and there'll always be a difference between legal money and hustle money, because hustle money has a greater risk. There's more risk in hustle money, depending on what your hustle is. The payout may be good, may be quick, but the risk is greater. But some of y'all got shit on lock. Some of y'all got shit running smooth. You know, I hope so, because I don't want to see nobody going down for trying to provide for their kids whatever way they could, or for themselves, for their family. But make sure you're doing your shit for the right reason. I said some of y'all doing shit for the wrong reasons or just because. And that's where the issue lies. You know, when you're doing shit just because, then you have no reason. Then what's your purpose? If you have no purpose, then why are you doing it? mean, am I the only one to ask himself these kind of questions? These are questions that go through my head all the time, depending on, you know, if I have a decision to make. But they run through my head really fast. Because these are just basic questions, to me at least. You need a purpose to do something. Or you should have a purpose, whatever your purpose is. Some of y'all, like I said, I keep saying y'all, I'm included in that too, because I speak so harshly because I do dumb shit too. I have done dumb shit. I'm working not to do dumb shit. But I've done a lot of dumb shit in my history. So don't see me as talking down on anybody. Well, I'm talking about myself too, because a lot of shit is some personal shit that I've been through as well. So this is why I can speak on it. I'm not going to speak on shit I don't know something about. All right, but like I said, certain shit you just gotta know what to expect, where to go, and where not to go. And it's always, like I said, I don't even know how to relate it to where people will understand what I'm coming from. And I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. Because I mean no disrespect to anybody. The shit that, like I said, the shit that I'm saying is shit that I would have thought people would say to themselves. You know, nobody really taught me, you know, how to think. You can't teach someone to think. You just have to be one of the type of people that just has, you know, what is it? Not even the sixth sense. I mean, you just have to, street smarts, regular smarts, you just have to understand how the world works. You just have to understand how people react, how this group of people may react with this group of people, how, you know, this type of attitude leads to this type of action, how these type of actions lead to these type of repercussions, how dealing with these type of people get you these type of results. And the reason why I know so much about at least a lot of things is because, like I said, I've tried basically everything. Don't get me wrong. I was a hard-headed motherfucker. I was one of the people, you know, the stove's hot. Wait, let me go find out for myself. Oh, yeah, it is hot. But I learned, you know, I found out for myself. But a lot of the shit I do go through, or I have gone through, if I did listen to somebody, I would have avoided a lot of bullshit. So which is why I'm trying to repeat it to y'all, so it's like maybe y'all avoid a lot of bullshit. But y'all are probably just like me. Y'all don't listen. or at least don't repeat the same mistakes. That's at least something else I don't want y'all to do. Don't repeat the same mistakes you've already made. All right, because That's just dumb. That's one thing I'm not doing anymore. I'm at least not repeating the same mistakes I've made. Well, in a way, I am. I can't even lie. Because like I said, I still help people. And helping people always fucks me up. But if y'all may be stronger than me in that sense. So I'm telling y'all, don't help people. Because people don't want to help you. But hold on real quick, y'all. I got to go to this liquor store. I got to hit the ATM real quick. Buy something so I can break this money I'm about to pull out. So, side break real quick over here in Mexicanville. Oh, man. Boom, boom. Can't get cash back. No, don't look like it. Here we go. Hello, my friend. Can I help you? No, I'm good. No, I'm just playing now. That's just me. That's my Apu impression. The Simpsons? No, I don't know about the Simpsons. Yes, I watch the Simpsons. Tell y'all all the time. Big cartoon person. Yes, I want to see you. Draw from checking. That amount. Why do ATM take so long nowadays? Yeah, maybe it's just this one. Maybe it's just this one. And I need something to snack on. What am I going to snack on? Excuse me. I apologize. Thank you. Come on, dude. Come on. Let's see. Now get my shit. Luckily, there's nobody else in the liquor store right now. I'm sitting here like, looks like I'm talking to a, but I'm talking to, you know, a bank. Yeah, a bank. Nah, I'm done. Let's see. Candy. I don't want no chips. I want some candy. They have to settle for chips. There's some candy. It's the candy I want. Nope, no M&M's, no chocolate, don't eat chocolate. Chocolate's nasty. No knowledge. Skittles is my shit. This is not my mood for no Skittles right now. Awesome. Now, if you're going to go ahead and go to Mexican Mexican. But I do got the sour worms. I'm going to take some sour worms. It's got to work. Hope you get the right sour worms. How's it going?
And our XLR's Nicorette. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Naturally, now that I see that over there, let me get that that Amsterdam vodka right there, the seven. Yeah, that'll work. What was that, 708? 70, there we go. Hold on. Man. Y'all don't know nothing about drinking. Give me some Amsterdam. It's only because I'm on the radio that I bought the drink. It's the only reason. I figured some of y'all may laugh at that shit. Thank you, sir. Man. Go drop in on my nigga Fresh Witty real quick. Now I'm going to see Seas. Now, see, the funny thing is, right? You know, see if this nigga want to get play a live game of 2K12. Because I know, because I'm just hard serious, right? Ladies, y'all got to excuse me, but I know some of y'all, if y'all dudes are gamers, if your dudes are gamers, you know, I know some of y'all either be with that or don't be with that. But either way, if your guy's a gamer, you gotta kind of let that man game. All right? So, and then shout outs to all gamers real quick, because by my Sunday show, by the end of this weekend, I should have 2K13 in my possession. So, if any of y'all want to gladly get served up, you know, Xbox Live, you know, Dagger MF, that's DAGGER, capital M, capital F, you know, go find me on Xbox Live. Ladies, too, if you're a gamer, you know, I'll gladly whoop your ass, too. It's okay. Everybody can catch ass whooping. Hand out ass whoopings faithfully. All right, on that 2K13. And then I may get Madden. I'm not sure yet, but I'm more of a basketball person than a football person. I haven't played Madden in a little while, so I'm not going to talk as much shit on Madden as I'm talking on 2K13. Now, see, my nigga Fall, Fresh With It, a.k.a. Fresh With It, got 2K12. You know, we be going back and forth on that, but I be serving, so he be getting mad. So technically, I've been banned for playing that game at his house because I always beat him. So we gonna see if he wanna redeem himself live on the air. You know, we'll see if we can get him. And then I can get to play by play commentary. He like playing with the whole team. So you know, whenever we run, he be bringing like the 89 Bulls or you know. Penny Hardaway and Shaq, or young Kobe and Shaq, but like, you know what I mean? He like the old school teams. So we gonna see Lil Modi in today. He might be an asshole. Might not even want to play. Like, man, I'm gonna play. You know, like, we'll see if I'm still banned. That's all right. At least if I am banned, y'all know why I'm banned. All right, because like I said, I'll be serving. I went out there with Dr. J on him one day, man. He didn't want to see. He didn't want no parts of Dr. J. Dr. J was serving at the Bulls team that I have, along with what was it? It was Rodman and then Pippen, Jordan, Harper, and who else was out there? There was somebody else out there. I forget right now, but they was all. Yeah, got served up on that one too. You know, then sometimes you have the little rivalry, the Lakers versus Clippers, you have a little rivalry. You know, no matter whichever team I am usually win, whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers, it don't matter. So, we're going to see what's up real quick. Do I got everything? We drank, rap, all good. I'm going to need this so I can charge, so I can talk while we inside. And all right, John, let's go drop in on my name Fresh Week. I'm going to fuck you Friday. Let's see what else is going on. Like I said, we're going to see if we're going to get this live ass whooping. You know, we should be able to turn up the TV maybe, so maybe it'll just, maybe I'll be able to hear it live. shit, but yeah, that's a cool Friday. Like I said, a little upset about last Friday, because like I said, if you was around last Friday, if you was on the show last week, we were supposed to be performing that night, but then, of course, the show got canceled. Of course, the show got canceled. Well, not of course, but the show wound up getting canceled about 9 o'clock, right when niggas was about to get out and get turned up. But it was like, fuck. And it was like, all right, well, whatever. We just got to go to, we just went up to Hollywood. You know, niggas was already dressed and shit. And so, the niggas was already dressed. We was like, man, we ain't going, we already, yeah, let's roll, let's do something. Like, fuck it. He was already drunk, so we went to, went out to Hollywood, went out to this little function of Hollywood. It was some bar that was supposed to turn into a club, but never did. So that was why. Man, just crazy, crazy. But I'm going to see my bro. My nigga Kip came in town for the performance. Then there was no fucking performance. So I was like, oh, shit. Nigga felt like he went to the trip, and he's looking fresh. Fresh to death. Not like my nigga Fresh, but he's looking fresh. This nigga right here. Fresh winning a spitty year, Pippin on the player mode. It's in a great day, hating the baby to get my pockets full.
Hello.
What it do? Fresh winning day with you. What you doing? You know, what's for this? A long distance porn? Then you got out the credit card, nigga. Nigga, I know what that is, nigga. Please, let me get the, I need the three numbers on the back. I need to skip.
What
you do with your money? You're in order.
I can't.
You're offering. No, you're in order in your jersey, your custom fresh made jersey. I can offer you some Amsterdam.
You can have your phone.
Is that what this is? This is what we're offering?
This is off the
game. This is the vodka. Okay. Did you have that phone up in my car that's still there?
That was fucking Friday,
huh? Yeah, nigga, we all right, nigga?
No. Fuck you. Fuck them. Fuck her. Fuck him.
That's why I was like, I was in the store. I was like, I got something in the store. I was like, okay, maybe if I turn this. I was like, I only got the bottle because I was on the show. If I was on the chick, you know, I was just like thinking, motherfuckers might laugh. Like, I just think he just bought a bottle. Like, yeah, I need that right there. Like, let me get that. Yeah. Nigga, fresh with the kitchen. Nigga, getting the cup with a cup there. Nigga. Okay. Bam. Cup. Got that. Y'all hear this? Hold on. Y'all hear that? But like I said, it's Friday. I was just talking about how last week we were supposed to do the show, and then, you know, they canceled the show on us. So they got to have to redo it for the 19th. That's what we on now. So if y'all ain't got nothing going on October 19th, 2 weeks from today, then feel free to come out to L.A. as well. Whatever. But, yeah, I don't know what's up, y'all. I really just get lost in the world sometimes, and I'm on autopilot. You know, when you just do shit that you know you got to do. You know, you got to pay bills, got to go to work, got to do it. And I try to find shit that I want to do. That's why I go all hard when I can, like fuck it, you know. That's when I be on that eating out promise tomorrow. You never know when you're gonna get another chance to do some shit like this. So fuck it. That's why I never hesitated either.
hesitation is not a good thing in any situation. If you hesitate, then, you know, that leads you to miss an opportunity. You know, but again, you still got to go back to being able to pay attention for fucking the difference between a good opportunity for something good. No, ain't nobody on. I'm just talking. Nobody want to holler at me on fucking stuff. That's all right. I got enough shit to get off my own chest. That's okay. But, you know, I also realize this shit is like as close to reality as you can get. You know, yeah, reality radio on Fridays, if it's outside of, like, if I just had, like, those glasses that had the camera in them so people can get the point of view at the same time, that would be, maybe that would be some shit. But I don't think anybody will actually watch. I mean, there's a difference between seeing some shit and hearing some shit. But what the fuck are you watching? See, nigga be talking to himself sometimes. See, nigga just want to throw something at a nigga. Nigga, I wish I had. Nah, you late, nigga. People be on this shit, too. Is this any good, Dexter? That's what's hot right now in the streets? Hold on. So, that's 2K12. Huh? Wait, did we go boy in? No, I gotta smoke first. Don't know nothing about that shit. Man, I just forgot I was doing a show. Ain't I doing a show? Yeah, I am. Where's my phone? I don't know. What's on the agenda this weekend, bro? What you got going? Shit? Chill session this weekend? Let me look at my, let me see what I got in my little notepad right here. What's this? See, I jot shit down every now and then. That'd be interesting. Let's see. Nigga, have you heard this song by, who is it? Fat Joe and Kanye West? And they're just basically saying, like, I don't care if it's about, if she, all she wants is money. I got enough of it, so it's okay. You ever heard this shit? I don't know if that was actually the actual words, but it was along that. It was along those lines.
T-shirt. Give me a pen and a piece of paper.
Of course, my boy. What, you got a confirmation number?
Confirmed.
Yeah, nigga, why was his bum, you know how I feel about bums too, nigga, why was his bum straight directing traffic at the gas station like he was like some kind of like he worked at the airport with the airplane? Straight bum though, you know, people pull it in, he's like, you know, there's overflow, he's like, come right here, like he worked at the fucking gas station. He's trying to still get paid or whatever, but at the same time, like, no, that's not your day job. But, hey, mama, how you doing? You having a good day today? Happy Friday? You ain't do nothing today? You ain't do nothing all day? Lazy day? I wish I could have a lazy day. What? You sitting here like that for? What'd I do? What'd I do? I do. Oh no, I don't go to school. I go to work. Work is like school. I don't be wanting to go sometimes. You don't be wanting to go to school all the time, but you gotta go to school. School's important. Okay? So why you ain't go to school today? Hold on. You don't know why you didn't go to school? You just like you don't wanna go? Alright, you get a few of those. You get like one a year. One a school year. You used it up already. So you going to school on Monday? You going to school on Monday? All right, for sure. Just making sure. Maybe fresh with me. Sipping my drink. Dun-dun.
Dragging shit out to the front. Don't plug it up. Don't want to do nothing. No one calls me. What are you ordering? What are you ordering? You can't talk and write at the same time? You can't read, write, and talk? Oh, okay. That Norton? You got that Norton, that yellow one? Is it a Norton? Oh, you got something else?
I've seen the Norton. They kind of ripped me off. Chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate,
whatever the fuck, chocolate cake, chocolate cookie, nigga, chocolate ice cream, nigga. No, chocolate buzz, none of that shit. No.
Nigga, it's chocolate, baby. What you mean?
I can't even eat, like I said, brownies. Like we right there eating chocolate. No brownies, I don't want none of that shit. I won't even get high. That's the only thing that'll stop me from smoking. Like, if all I could do was get high was eat a brownie, I couldn't do it. Like, I literally couldn't do it. That'd be the only thing that stopped me smoking. If the only way you could smoke was to eat brownies to get high, I would not be high. I just can't stand that shit, man. It's foul. Chocolate's nasty. I told you, man, if it's eat chocolate or something like that or whatever, if eating chocolate around me, it's like you got to brush your teeth or you got to so something, you gotta get that smell off your lips. I can't even kiss a bitch after she eats chocolate. All right, yeah. And that shit is not the business. I'm sorry everybody else likes that shit. I be seeing strippers dancing in chocolate, that shit makes me sick too. I get that shit is sexy, that chocolate syrup and shit. And let me hit that cigarette again. We never got the remote. I can change all the TV though, can't I?
Good.
Gotta find the TV button. Man. Other side. What's in the front? I can't find it. So what you got? Juice box. I see punch. You know that box hasn't changed. Since I was probably your age, you know that same exact box. I see fruit punch, regular little kids' knife. I used to have those in my little brown lunches. Never changed. It's exactly the same. Like, whatever. Yeah, why she leave? All right,
go ahead.
All right, thank you. He's like, yeah, whatever, nigga, shut up. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever, right? and, you got a new wrinkle in your brain. But no, that's a long-ass fucking talk, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? But she, why can't you? Yeah, you know, certain things just never change. Still trying to find the button. Wait, almost at it. Hold up. Wait, is it some kind of light? Right. Oh, see, that shit is like just tap sensitive. Hey, hold on. Where's the? I can't see shit. I'm sorry, sir. Where's the lighter? Let me just see a lighter. I think I put a lighter to the TV so we can see how to work this off. And there it is. Got it. There it is. Nah, see. Like I said, we in game mode on Fuck You Fridays for right now. See, while my nigga. Game for what? Resident Evil 6? As soon as I find the moat. Oh, we're sitting on it. Damn. Quick way where? Oh, this is a 2K demo. Ooh, 2K13 demo. There's 12. It's over here? Yep. No, that's 11. Like, I know you don't want no boxing. Fight Night 3. We got to upgrade. I know it's a five four.
Can you send me the basketball game in here?
New control stick.
Sunday/Sundays from 7 to 9.
And, yeah, it should be. I think my nigga Freshwood is going to actually guest host with me that night. So we'll see what happens, all right? See y'all next week.